Today is the day. Today is the day that you stop playing victim to your life and you stand up. Because once you stand up, then you must look up. We can, we must, we will. Eric Thomas. Listen, because once you look up, the sky's the limit. There's no limitations of grinding. There's no limitation of being successful. There's no limitations of becoming the best you can be. So you could be more and more and more. But it's up to you to believe in yourself. Don't set no limitation to your grind. Don't set no limitation to where you stop at. You keep grinding until you reach your goals. And you set more goals to grind even harder. Because today ain't over. Today is just getting started. You got to have a mindset that you want it all, that you need it all, that you're selfish to life because you deserve it. And once you get that mindset, then nothing can stop you. Then nothing can break you. Then nothing can hold you back. Then nothing can make you feel like I can be broken. I don't care if you break a knee. I don't care if you get knocked down. You get back up. Because everything that you ever wanted is in front of you, and it's up to you to go get it. Are you going to be a lion, or are you going to be a gazelle and lay your life down? You can't fear nothing. You need to put it all on the line. It's worth it. Stop being scary and start being proactive. Put it all on the line.
You hold the key to your life and your success. You cannot give up now. You are just getting started. You must not quit. What are you doing? Stop wasting time sitting there looking at me, looking at everybody else, wondering if people are watching you, looking for acceptance and putting that work. It's time to focus on you. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be in shape. You deserve to have a better life. So what are you doing now? What are you doing about it? Why are you going back and forth in your mind, doubting yourself, thinking that you can't do it, but really you can? You must. You will. You can achieve those goals. You can get over that extra mile. You can jump that obstacle. Why are you stopping now? It is nothing in your way in the road. You are stopping yourself because you are giving up so easily. Stop giving up so easily and start being more effective on everything that you do. In your 24 hours of the day, you accomplish everything that you need to do. Remember who you are.
At the same time, you running for something that's standing right in front of you. You walking away from something that's a blessing. But you think you want to move forward? You can't want to move forward when you're moving backwards. You need to stand up, be that man, be that woman that you need to be, and stop crying about your problems. Wake up. It's time to work. It's time to go full effect. It's time to fall forward. You got to go head first through the wall. You got to make a decision that you want to be great, that you want to be successful, that you want to have valid points, that you want to have purpose, that you demand respect. And at that time, when you realize that, then you will be able to succeed in life.
Yeah. So many people are willing to give up on life. So many people are willing to stop doing what they're great at because they feel a little pain. Pain, physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. That's what pain means. But pain to me means upgrade, work hard, keep pushing forward. Because why give up now? Because I feel a little pain? I would not let this beat me. I'm better than that. This pain that I feel temporary right now may only last for 6 weeks. But guess what? When those 6 weeks up, I still gotta go hard. Because that's what I'm great at. I have this physical sculpture that will not let me rest. And I cannot rest until I'm done. And I'm not dead yet, so I still have a lot to do. I have a lot to prove to myself. You crying and complaining about your job. You crying and complaining about your body. You crying and complaining about life. Because you're not working hard. You feel a little pain, so you want to give up. You need to stop downgrading your life and upgrade yourself. Motivate yourself. Stop being a gazelle and start being that lion. You want to be a beast? You can't want to be a beast because you're crying about it. Beasts don't cry about it. They just go after and go get it.
Don't you start losing hope because things ain't getting better?
You find a way for things to get better. You make opportunities for self. Focus on the goals that you have set for yourself in your day-to-day 24 hours. Focus on the mindset that you want to have, the drive that you have. Build that energy. Keep that same energy as you strive for success, as you reach your best, as you take yourself above and beyond any limits in your mindset. Do not set yourself to fail. Rise and become the greatest individual you can be for self. Self-motivate self. You have courage, you have will, and you have the power to become something more than you was yesterday. It's up to you to face your fears. It's up to you to fight back. And remember what you are and who you are and your purpose. Your value, your worth is more valuable than you laying down. You falling off. Get in your car a life and drive to your destination. Because that's where you deserve to be. Because that's where you belong. It's given to you. Take the opportunity and take advantage of it.
I used to have people in my class talk about me and try to use cruel words against me and make me feel less as an individual. Because I worked harder than other individuals, but it's nothing wrong in working hard. It's nothing wrong with putting everything that you got every day, every ounce of energy that lives inside of you within your time, within your passion, within your works. You gotta believe in self when nobody else does, because people are gonna hate you for you being you. I was 10 when I started working out. And now that I'm 27, I work out even more. I'm getting older, but that passion still lives inside of me. After 17 years, that passion still lives inside of me because I love how to work. I love to outwork others. I never gave up. 1 mile turned into 2 miles. 2 miles turned into 3 miles. 3 miles turned into four. Four turned to five. Six turned to eight. Eight turned to 10. 10 turned to 13. And I was always outworking others. And I need you to understand that you can outwork others in whatever that you believe in, whatever that you see that you call work. I need you to remember who you are, who you was destined to be, because you have greatness that lives inside of you. You have everything you need. I need you to use those tools that you have been instructed with in your life and become great. Because you are a king. Because you are a queen. And everybody will respect you. Only if you demand respect. I can't breathe because my passion won't let me. It's coming out. It's taking over me. And in my mind, I cannot sleep until I reach my goals. I see you watching me. You thinking I'm a quit. I am not a quitter. I am not a failure. But even when I fail, I still got purpose. This is my life. This is your life. And you deserve to be the best individual you should be. You need to practice. Practice. Practice makes perfect. Let's stop wasting our time focusing on the wrong things. Inviting people into our life that don't really matter. That's not really trying to grow. You need to work. Because everything that's living inside of you wants to get out. And it's been awakening. And it's time. It's time for you to take back your life, because this is yours. This is your time. This is your year. Get up. Stop wasting time sitting at the back of the class. You need to be at the front of the class learning everything you need to do. You need to take notes. Take notes in life. Make mistakes, fall down, get back up and keep moving. Take that energy and push it into something positive. Because negativity is all around you and it always wants you to stop. It always wants you to fail. They're not your friends. They're trying to knock you down.
Stop making the same mistakes and trying to get different results. That would not change. You would not change. You would continue to stay the same. You gotta have passion. It gotta push you. It gotta eat you. It gotta live inside of you because it's yours. This is your life. What are you gonna do about it?
They are afraid. Didn't I tell you this was gonna happen? They don't want you to succeed in life. And they don't know what to do. Running around with their heads cut off. Because they don't expect you to get back up. Do you hear me? They don't expect you to get back up from you have fallen. You have fallen and can't get up. They have hated it on you so long, but now you didn't gain your stripes. You stood up and you looked up because you said you are going to be, you will become. You stop feeling sorry for self. You start putting one foot in front of the next, one foot in front of the next, until you reach the level of success. You don't wait for somebody to give you anything in life, because if they gave it to you, guess what? It ain't worth having, and you need to put it back behind you. Everything that's in front of you, you should go get it, because it's yours. It is your life. It is your determination that's going to push you past the next limit. It is you that's going to get you over that hill. It is you that's going to get you that college degree. It is you that's going to get you that job. You didn't apply for it, so that's the reason why you're failing. You're so afraid. Don't be afraid. Let your enemies be afraid of the growth that you will obtain. Let your enemies be afraid of the person that you will become because of change. Manifest. Grind. Pray. Stay focused. Be positive. Because life will only beat you down if you let it. And I need you to tell yourself that you can. I am somebody. You can. I am somebody. Because you can. You are somebody. And every day that you tell yourself when you wake up in the morning, then you will motivate yourself to do more. You will motivate yourself to push yourself through this day. Because you got 24 hours to accomplish your goals. You got to go to work because you got to pay bills. Somebody is dependent on you to be better. Somebody is watching you because they're trying to be better for themselves. So they need you to become somebody. What are you going to do about it? So you sitting there watching somebody else grow, you need to be stepping into your own light. Where's your faith at? You've been believing in somebody else, but you ain't believing in yourself. It's time to achieve those goals and get your blessings. Because you need to learn right now from this lesson that you are not moving forward because you are standing still. I say standing still within mind, body, and soul. You need to move forward on your own beliefs. You need to move forward on your own dreams. You need to move forward on your own actions because you're wasting time. You're wasting my time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting somebody else's time. Don't tell me what you're about to do. You need to start doing it. Don't try to see Vanessa or Victoria. It's coming from me. It's coming from a person that's been down for so long that's standing up because he needs to look up. I'm looking up more to everything that I want in life. Had a baby at 26, didn't know what I was going to do. But now that I stand tall at 27, saying that I'm going to be a man, saying that I'm going to put in the work, saying that I'm going to be the best father in the world. By leading by example, putting my actions first, not being disrespectful, respecting women, loving women, understanding their purpose. I'm leading by example. I'm taking out my time to learn new things and take criticism every day. And you need to do the same thing with your life. You need to take back your life and grab hold of your dreams and make it into your reality, because today is the day. And tomorrow ain't promised. So when will you step into your own light?